Hola, it is Fabi here. Have you ever wondered why it is that some experts over 40 are effortlessly making 50K or more per month, while others are barely making 10,000, even though they're working twice as hard? So the truth is that last year we made well over 600,000 in our coaching business just by working 4 hours a day, Monday through Friday. And this year we're on track to make over 800,000 without a massive team, without posting like 47 times a day or overcomplicating things. So in this video, I'm gonna cover the three-part system that makes consistent 50K months really possible without the hustle, and why actually being over 40 is actually your unfair advantage in today's AI-flooded market, and most importantly of all, how to really compete based on value instead of volume so that you can work less while earning much more money in your own business. So let's talk about the first pillar, because this is really honestly the foundation upon which everything else is built upon. And it is what I call becoming a market creator instead of just a market participant. So here's what I mean with a really cool example. Back in 2000, if you wanted to get fit, you had one playbook, join a gym, right? So you had to do some cardio, lift maybe some weights, maybe take like a step aerobics class if you were feeling extra adventurous that week. That was basically it. The fitness industry was massive, just like it is still today, but it was also really, really generic. Every gym was offering basically the same exact thing with slightly different equipment or membership prices or whatever. That is until CrossFit showed up. Here's the thing that I feel was really brilliant. They didn't say, well, we have a better gym, or we have newer equipment, or our trainers are more qualified. Instead, they said something really different. They said everything that you've been told about fitness is wrong. Those isolation exercises that you've been doing, they're ineffective. That hour on the treadmill, it is a waste of your time. What your body actually needs is constantly varied, high-intensity functional movement that mimics real-world activities. They didn't just create a new gym, they created an entirely new category. They introduced new language like WODs instead of workouts and AMRAPs instead of sets and reps, boxes instead of gyms. And they ended up building a community around a really distinctive philosophy. And the thing is, they weren't necessarily doing anything revolutionary because athletes had been doing functional fitness exercises and movements for probably decades. But CrossFit and what they did is that they ended up owning the conversation. They became category creators, market creators, and the result is that CrossFit became a multi-billion dollar brand while traditional gyms remained in commodity businesses competing on price and location. This is the difference between market participants and market creators. Market participants are competing on price, while market creators are defining the category everybody else is competing in. And here's why this matters for making 50K months. When you're a market participant, you're constantly justifying your prices. You're handling price objections and you're being compared to all of the cheaper alternatives. When you're a market creator, prospects seek you out specifically because they see you as an authority on the problem that they actually have right now. So price basically becomes kind of secondary problem, essentially. You become a market creator when you are able to develop what I call an angle of mastery that basically showcases your intellectual leadership. When you reveal your unique angle and make a case for your way of doing things, and that's what's gonna make the difference. And the thing is, you have something that the 20-year-olds with perfect lighting setups and all of the content that they can create don't really have. You have pattern recognition from years in the trenches. You've seen the same problem show up again and again and again in different forms. You've developed intuition about what actually works versus what just sounds good on LinkedIn. You've integrated insights from a lot of different domains and a lot of different things that younger experts haven't yet discovered because they're too young yet. That depth of experience is what allows you to essentially identify patterns that others are missing and create frameworks that other people haven't created yet. So your age isn't actually a disadvantage. It's the foundation of your market creating authority. By the way, I've actually created a guide to walk you through how to create and define your own angle of mastery so that you can become a market creator. You can find it in the show notes below. That is the first pillar. But we move on to the second pillar. And this is all about building a marketing ecosystem instead of managing separate marketing channels. Here's what I mean. In ancient Rome, they built this incredible road system. It didn't matter if you started in Spain or in Greece or in Britain. If you followed any major road long enough, you'd eventually end up in Rome. So every single road was different. Some went through mountains and others went along coastlines. Some were direct routes. Others took these scenic detours, but they all had the exact same destination, Rome. All roads lead to Rome. That is exactly how my own marketing works. It doesn't matter if somebody finds me on LinkedIn, on YouTube, through a podcast interview, or through a referral. They all end up in the same ecosystem that naturally moves them towards working with me. So what I find is that most experts treat their marketing like these separate disconnected campaigns, right? Like your LinkedIn strategy is over here. You have a couple of YouTube videos over there. Your email marketing is like its own thing. Webinars are these isolated events. And so they're managing all of these like multiple systems that don't talk to each other instead of building one integrated ecosystem, which means that it ends up being really exhausting and, more than anything, ineffective. Because in our world, things are really different. Not only does all of the content speak to buyers and obviously showcases our angle of mastery, but everything that we create reinforces the same core message and framework. So whether somebody finds me on my YouTube video, or they're reading my emails, or they're attending a webinar, they're getting consistent exposure to my angle of mastery, my power buyer methodology, and my signature frameworks. And ultimately, each touch point is adding a different dimension. So the webinar, for example, is going deeper on strategy. The emails are sharing personal insights and stories. The videos are addressing specific tactical questions. Social media content is providing quick value and perspective. So you want to think about it like a world-class museum. You can enter through different doors, right? You can visit different exhibits in different orders, but no matter how you move through the building or how you move through everything, you're still experiencing a cohesive collection that tells one really complete and compelling story. And so what I find is that separate marketing channels are creating confusion, whereas a unified ecosystem ends up building real momentum. That means that I'm not starting from scratch every single prospect with every single prospect. Basically, the ecosystem does the work of educating, positioning, and essentially pre-selling, which is really important, no matter who comes in. So what's powerful about that ecosystem approach is that it compounds over time, because every YouTube video becomes another entry point. Every email strengthens relationships with my entire audience. Every webinar replay continues working for months. So I'm not necessarily on a content treadmill where I have to keep on creating just to maintain results. I'm building assets that are working together to essentially create momentum. And so the cool part here is that when your power buyers see you on YouTube or LinkedIn, and then your email, and then they hear you on a podcast, they think, oh my God, this woman is everywhere. She must be the authority in this space. That, my friend, is not an accident. That is ecosystem design. And that is the second pillar. But let's talk about the third one, which is all about what I call human first sales instead of funnel first sales. And this is where your experience over 40 also becomes a massive competitive advantage for you. So let me give you an example. Let's say you're looking to buy a house, which is one of the biggest financial decisions that you're gonna make this decade. So there's two real estate agents that reach out to you. Agent number one is gonna email you a generic list. Here are 20 properties within your price range. Click the ones that you like and we'll kind of go there, and that's it. Let me know and we'll kind of move from there. Agent number two calls you and says, okay, listen, before I send you anything, I want to grab coffee with you. I want to understand how you actually live. Do you cook? Do you work from home? What really matters to you? What is important for you to have in your house or in the neighborhood that you want to live in? And then when we walk through properties, I'm going to be able to point out to you things that you never even noticed based on what I learned from you. So I'll understand the foundation issues, whether that charming little kitchen is actually a 50K renovation waiting to happen, or why that price seems too good to be true. So which real estate agent do you actually want to work with? Because for me, I would definitely prefer agent number two every single time, because ultimately for me, they're not just trying to close a transaction, they're helping me make the right decision. And so what we've learned in our own business is that the better or the more that you can do that, the more effective it is. And that's exactly how our sales process ends up working, because most online businesses are following the same process, right? There's a lead magnet to an automated sequence, which ultimately takes on a high pressure sales call or strategy session full of fake pressure, right? So it's super transactional, it is high pressure, and it ends up attracting the wrong people, and the right people end up being turned off by it. So if it does speak to people, it's people who need to be convinced and they don't end up staying committed. People who feel pressure end up asking for refunds, for example. We never get refunds asked. Like, it's been years, right? So people who were never the right fit also end up becoming nightmare clients who drain your energy and ultimately leave bad reviews. What we do instead is we offer a free 15-minute brand message assessment. This is not a sales call. Literally, it is not a strategy session where I spend 45 minutes getting you to go to the depths of your pain so that you can understand why you need to work with me. Instead, it is a genuine diagnostic. In 15 minutes, I literally take a look at people's messaging and show them exactly where they're losing potential clients. What we do there is that we identify what that hidden angle of mastery could potentially be, and we're revealing the root cause that's keeping them at their current revenue level. So we're giving people real implementable feedback. It's not generic feedback or like surface level observations. This is very specific insights that they can act upon immediately if they chose to. The thing is that as an expert, you right now have pattern recognition that 20-year-olds simply don't have just yet. So what that means is that if you know what you're doing, you can spot the real problem in the first 5 minutes of a conversation, right? You can see through the surface issues to the root causes. And younger coaches are essentially, they're not necessarily there yet. They're following scripts and they're trying to remember their objection handling stuff and how do I get people to buy and all of these different things. And for you, for example, you can have a genuine diagnostic conversation because you're not trying to convince somebody that they have a problem. You're helping them understand the specific nature of the problem in the first place. So essentially, while your competitors are trying to convince, you're diagnosing and you're ultimately assessing fit. And this is the key insight that you need to understand because for me, sophisticated buyers don't wanna be sold to. They don't, right? They wanna find the right expert that's there to solve their problem. They've been through enough sales calls to recognize manipulation tactics. They've bought the programs. They've done the stuff. They know. So for you to be able to reveal a new perspective, reveal new patterns, reveal a new way of looking things, reveal your angle of mastery through that call, it allows you to really build more trust and allows you to really help these people see how you're different and ultimately you're pre-selling. And so therefore, you don't need to fill your calendar up with more calls, more calls, more calls, more content so that more people book in, but the right people get on the call because everything that you're doing through your angle of mastery, becoming a market creator, through your marketing ecosystem where everything is taking people in the same direction and through this diagnostic call is ultimately creating the desire. You're pre-selling. You're getting people to feel like what you do is exactly what they need. And so ultimately, what this does is that it allows you to reach 50K per month in an easier way without having to just create more content or show up more or just like clone yourself essentially to be everywhere. But it's really about being much more intentional with the content that you're creating and making sure that everything you do is leading people in the same direction. Ultimately, this is what we have found to be the most effective strategy to be able to generate consistent 50K or more months in your own business. That being said, let's talk about how I can help you. The first thing that we can do is hop on the brand message assessment call. Go to brandmessagesession.com. You can find the link to that in the description below. And on that call, you will see, you will literally see how I will hop on the call with you and give you a very specific and clear diagnostic of your own message, your own content, and what are the things that you need to do to be able to generate those consistent 50K months. The second thing is finding the guide for how to create your own angle of mastery. You'll find the link to that also underneath this episode as well. Can you please subscribe to my YouTube, my Apple Podcasts, or my Spotify, and let me know in the comments if this resonated with you and some of the things that you've been implementing in your own business to be able to attract more clients and grow. I would love to hear from you as well. And make sure that you follow me at Fabi Paolini on LinkedIn, on YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok, on everywhere. That is the place to find me. And I will see you in another episode. Bye.